This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It got to keep growing. If it doesn't keep growing, you're not going to get any tourist attractions and all that stuff.
City Council looking into Jacksonville's future of downtown and specifically the Downtown Investment Authority. Want to go a little bit deeper on a story we've been bringing you all this morning. City Council President Ron Salem announcing yesterday a special committee formed to investigate complaints made about Downtown Investment Authority, saying progress toward revitalization has been at best debatable. Council President's with us. What's their charge?
Well, the charge, Rich, is to look at the structure of the DIA, to look at what other communities are doing in terms of economic development in their downtowns, and to make some recommendations to changing the structure, leaving the structure as it is, or some other alternative. I think the time of this is important because the DIA is about to extend Lori Boyer's contract for another couple of years. And if we are going to move forward with another head of our DIA in a year or so, I think it's important we understand the structure and the person we hire understands what their responsibilities are going to be.
One thing that I often reflect on, Council President, is so many people are new to the community. In fact, we've got a number of sailors who were in just for a visit over at Naval Station Mayport. But because of our military ties and all the deep roots that we have here, there's a lot of new people coming to town. DIA was established not that long ago, just about a dozen years ago. What was their charge at the time as you understand it? And how does it work directly with City Council to be a catalyst for growth and development downtown?
It's their job to negotiate with the various developers that want to activate downtown, and those agreements come to the City Council for approval. And DIA was established by the City Council those 12 or so years ago. So we are very much involved in the whole process, and over the last couple of months, several weeks, I've had multiple council members come to me with concerns about what's going on downtown. I get calls pretty frequently from developers concerned about downtown. So I thought it was time to take a look at DIA, and I'm very pleased that the mayor has come out and said she is supportive of this process, so that I think we can take a good look at it. My experience with special committees of the council, and I've had three of them this year, one on the jail, one on homelessness, and one on JSEB, have been very effective. And I think at the end of this process, we will have a much better understanding of the type of process that we want moving forward for downtown.
Obviously, a lot could come out of it. Your statement about revitalization at best debatable. If not DIA, who else recruits, negotiates, and sets vision specifically for downtown as you could see it going forward, depending on what the results ultimately could be here?
Well, that's the purpose of looking at other cities, Rich. Let's look at what Atlanta does. Let's look at what Nashville does. Let's look at what Charlotte does and other communities of our size. How are they revitalizing their downtowns? What is their structure? I am not a real estate development expert, but I believe I have put a process in place that will allow those answers to come forward and allow the community to have a lot of input into this, and stakeholders to have a lot of input into this, so that we can move forward. I've spoken to the DIA board chair, Jim Citrano. I've spoken to Lori Boyer. I've texted the mayor, and everyone seems to be on board with this process, and hopefully come out with a solution that is best for Jacksonville.
Do you believe that we just haven't seen growth fast enough? Or, for example, the Times Union this morning reporting six residential projects under construction currently will add nearly 2,000 more residents when opened, but that's not necessarily the word revitalization. They happen in little bursts of activity. Is it just not fast enough on a large enough scale, do you think?
Rich, I'm not sure. I know there are a lot of factors that go into these developmental projects. Interest rates have gone up. which obviously hurts the process. We went through COVID, which obviously impacted the process. I'm not sure how much of this lack of development in our downtown is due to those types of factors, or is it the structure we're using to recruit developers to Jacksonville? That's what I want to find out.
All right, so this group gets together. They'll be meeting over the course of the next several months. When is a final report due? And with the transition, and those, again, who are new to Jacksonville, city council presidents serve one term. I would assume it probably butts up against the end of your term. How do you ensure that you can pass it forward to the next council president and so on?
Well, I'm optimistic. You saw in my charge, I ended it June 30th because that's the last day of my term as president. I'm hopeful the next president will just extend this committee with the same membership and allow the process to move forward.
All right, City Council President Ron Salem with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. Some catalyst for downtown will be sports tonight. You got the Jumbo Shrimp in action. They're opening up a homestand, 7:05 at the ballpark. Across the street at the arena, the Icemen are back for Game 6 as they look to close out the Florida Everblades. Wouldn't that be nice to put them out of their misery this year after they took Jacksonville out of the playoffs the last couple of years? Ron Salem, the City Council President, do appreciate your live insight this morning. Continuing team coverage of the story, full statement from the City Council President on that downtown Investment Authority Special Committee is at WOKV.com.